Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, the great news is that game day returns today on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Manchester United against Southampton. That one's at 12:30. We'll hear from the Saints boss, Ralf Hasenhüttl, speaking ahead of the match shortly. But first, here's the Man United manager, Ralf Rangnick. He was asked by TalkSport if it's taken longer than expected for the players to adapt to his tactics.
No, I was fully aware that this will be a process and it would take some time. But as I said, apart from the last two games, with regard to the result of those two games, I think we did well. The development is obvious. And even in those two games, I think, had anyone told me before the game, would you have and shown me the first two halves, would you have thought that we could create that many chances in possession of the ball? I would have said, well, I would be more than happy if those two halves were as they were. And now it's about developing, taking the next step, and playing on that kind of level for a longer period of time, if possible for the whole game. And as I said, in football, it's about getting the reward, getting the best result out of it. And in fact, in those two games, this was the only thing that I could fault us and the team for.
To be honest, I was never afraid of any team when you go there. And meanwhile, we have picked points nearly in every ground we have won. Only, I think Anfield Road is the only one where we didn't. So when you are scared before the game, you should stay home. And in the end, we know about the difficulty of every away game, especially against the top six teams. And it's no matter in what mood and in what shape they are, it's always tough. But this is the challenge we want to have. And we will be ready to show that we are better than last time.
Yesterday, Derby County announced they're close to reaching an agreement between their former owner, Mel Morris, and the Middlesbrough chairman, Steve Gibson, in relation to an ongoing legal case. Middlesbrough had launched legal proceedings claiming Derby's financial breaches cost them a playoff place in 2018-19. The Derby manager, Wayne Rooney, and TalkSport presenter, Simon Jordan, both agreed to step in the right direction for the Rams.
Yeah, it's good news, obviously. That's been the main stumbling block in this club moving forward. So for that to be resolved, it's good news for us, and hopefully now the preferred bidders who have been in contact with the club can come in and move forward as quick as possible, because that's what we need. And I think obviously it was that was delaying everything and almost putting people off buying the club. So now that's resolved, hopefully we can move forward fairly quickly.
I'm sure it's not buttoned up and papered in terms of being done, but what you've got is two people speaking to one another about a shared problem. Yeah. And that problem is that Middlesbrough believe they have a right to take action against Derby. Mel Morris is the person that ultimately was the person that created the reasons why Middlesbrough have this problem. So it was always going to have to be a situation where Steve, and I think it was Steve, picked up the phone to Mel and said, we've got to get this resolved, or find some way of having better communication than the current one we have, which is through the media and through lawyers. Look, this is a good thing. Derby are going to come out. Derby will come out of administration. Whether they've reached the final conclusion, we'll see. But if there's more of an accord than there was previously, and I can assure you that there wasn't an accord, there was a lot of ill will there. If we've got to the point where two influential men are making an outcome happen for the well-being of the football club, then Derby fans should draw a lot of comfort from this.
Now, last night, we saw a crunch game in the Women's Super League as Chelsea drew with Arsenal. Here's how the action sounded on TalkSport.
left-hand side, pulls it back across. Kirby hits it first time, left-footed, over the top. What a chance for Chelsea. Headed back across, goal by Rafael Souza. And then the shot against the post from Miedema. Ford crosses right-footed. Blackstenius with a free header inside the 18-yard box. Had far more time than I think she thought. Left of centre, flicks it in high towards Harder. She can't get there. Kerwill, the shot is blocked. Terrific block from Steph Catley, a goal-saving challenge. Ball for Anderson, who strikes it left-footed, just wide of goal from fully 30 yards out. It would have been a stunner and a rare goal for the left-back, Jonna Anderson. Into the penalty area, pulls it back for Kerr, and Kirby's far post. Kirby sees her effort blocked. Arsenal looking dangerous, plays in forward. First-time shot was that handball by Carter. Loud appeals from the Arsenal players and plenty of the fans as well. Referee says no penalty. It has finished on Talk Sport, with Arsenal staying top, but Chelsea 2 points behind, and still with that game in hand, Chelsea 0, Arsenal 0.
Our Norwich host Man City later today. That game will be live and exclusive on TalkSport at 5:30. We can hear from both managers, Dean Smudger-Smith, but first, here's Pep Smudger Guardiola.
Game against Brentford, it was 1-0, 2-0 up, and it was one backwards from Kevin De Bruyne. It was the last year, I think, or last season, nominated the best player in the Premier League, and make 40 metres backwards in a high, full intensity to recover a ball, help John Stones in a position to right back. So when that's happened, what can ask more to our players than that, after winning what they won individually and collectively? So you can lose, of course we can lose. What's the problem? So nobody wins, always. Important is being there and tomorrow knowing that we have to win, or if we want to fight to win the Premier League, we will have to win an incredible amount of points against this opponent that we faced in the last seasons many, many times. So there's no doubt about that.
We have to work the other side of hard. The players know that, they understand that. But we're only looking at this one game against Man City. We're not looking any further than that. You know, and yeah, we might have to suffer without the ball, but as long as the ball is going where we can channel it, then we can be good without the ball. You can be in control of the game without the football. And we've been good at that in recent weeks. We just need to make sure that we do a little bit more with the football. You know, so we're looking forward to the game. It's going to be a challenge, but we're full of respect for them, but certainly not fear.
Now, Brentford take on Crystal Palace this afternoon, and TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of that game from 3 p.m. Danish midfielder Christian Eriksen signed for the Bees in January, just 7 months after he suffered a cardiac arrest during Denmark's Euro 2020 group game against Finland. Although he isn't expected to feature for a while, he's glad to be back.
I think I want to come in and first of all help the club and help the teammates to stay in the Premier League. I think, of course, it's a big game for the club after the first year in the Premier League to show that you're capable of staying there. So definitely I'll do what I can to help them stay up and also, of course, help the teammates. But they know if they have any questions or they want to know anything, they can always ask. No, I think if there was any anxiety, I wouldn't go back. I mean, if I wasn't be fully committed and feel like I'm trusting the doctors, I'm trusting my heart, I'm trusting my ICD in me, then I wouldn't go back. So no, I feel 100% secure to go back.
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun. Darren Bent, of course, was alongside me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show yesterday. I tested his knowledge in our end of show quiz. He didn't exactly cover himself in glory. How many signs does an octagon have?
Octagon.
Mm-hmm.
8 - 2.
What?
8 - 2 is 6. 6.
Why did you chuck a -2 in?
6.
Why have you got -2? Who told you that?
6.
Is the wrong answer.
What is it?
8.
Is it?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
Why did you go -2?
I thought
it's a weird thing to say.
It was 8.
Yes. Oh,
you can.
Who was Sherlock Holmes' sidekick?
First of all, sorry, quickly.
Yeah.
They're not be there when Dr. Dre's there.
Pardon?
They won't be there when Dr. Dre's.
Are they in the same place with Dr. Dre's?
Well, they're in the Super Bowl thing, yeah.
Oh, they are. But cool. The other side of the room.
What's that again?
Who was Sherlock Holmes' sidekick? You know Sherlock Holmes?
The dog.
What was the dog's name?
Oh.
He makes me laugh so much. It wasn't a dog. The dog! Who are you thinking of?
I have no idea. No, no. In the cartoon. Oh, no, I'm Tintin. Yeah, Tintin had the dog, didn't he?
Oh, that's
Tintin had the dog, didn't he?
I don't know, but it wasn't Sherlock
Holmes. Tintin had the dog.
Right.
No, I have no idea.
Ah, Elementary, my dear.
I have no idea.
Doctor...
I don't know. Just Watson. Tell me the answer. Dr. Watson?
Yeah.
Oh, no, stop playing that, right? Please, don't play that again.
Okay, last question. Who sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey and was scared by a spider that dangled down beside her?
Who? Mary who? What's her name?
Who sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey and a spider came down beside her and scared her?
Oh, no idea.
She was little. She wasn't married.
Oh, no idea.
Little Miss.
Little Miss Riding. No, it's not that.
Little Miss Riding Hood.
I didn't say that.
Little Miss.
Oh, I've no idea.
Ma. What do you eat in the morning sometimes? Put them in the toaster. Put bread on them.
You put bread in...
Sorry, you put butter on them.
Bread.
They're round.
Bagels.
Little Miss Bagel.
Is it?
Muffet.
Oh, Muffet. Where did bagel come from then?
Your mouth. I was looking for muffin.
Oh.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport Network or wherever you get your podcast from. A reminder again, game day returns to TalkSport today. We'll have live and exclusive commentary of Manchester United against Southampton. That one's at 12:30. Norwich take on Man City. That one's at 5:30 tonight. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Huddersfield against Sheffield United in the Championship at 12:30. And Brentford take on Palace in the Prem. That's at 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport Monday night at 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy. Of course, there'll be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.